Lord, forgive me and grow me up, mature me in the spirit, so that if an angel came, I wouldn't freak out and go crazy. Now, folks, I believe you need to back up and say some of those things. You need to say, God, I've been trying to do it backwards. I've been trying to do my spiritual walk all in the natural. I've been trying to get healed walking only in the natural. I've been trying to get revelation only in the natural. And I'm starting to see through this teaching on angels that I'm going to have to get it through the unseen spirit world first. Lord, teach me to walk and to be comfortable with these angelic beings. And if you want to send an angel, it's okay. Thank you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe that's great counsel, Barbara. Mm-hmm. I believe God's just saying, come on, grow up here.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
What do you think? Talk to me. That speak to you? It speaks
yes.
to me.
Yes. Now, we were talking about the angels appearing on the night that Jesus was born, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And then we see when Herod was going to kill all of the firstborn under the age of two, that an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the child and his mother, and flee to Egypt. Now here we don't see the angel of the Lord. We see an angel of the Lord. And this angel warned Joseph, and this is in the second chapter of Matthew. And then they stayed in Egypt for a long time until Jesus was approximately 2 years old. And then when Herod was dead, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt again, saying, arise and take the child Jesus and his mother and go back into the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. So three times here, Joseph, he must have been a wonderful man, because he not only had confirmation in the spirit by the angel when Mary was pregnant with Jesus that this was to glorify God, but he also heard from the angel twice when it was danger. And so he went back to Egypt with his wife Mary and his and the baby Jesus.
Okay, now Joseph here operated purely on this angel's words, right?
That's right. On the angel's
words. On the angel's words.
That's right.
Now, some of us have been warned, I know, by the Lord, by angels, but we got backed up on it. And again, we said, we got to have something more than just this. Mm-hmm. Well, or I had a dream last night. It was so real. And the family poo-poos you and say, oh, you're nuts. Well, maybe God is trying to speak to you in a dream.
That's right.
Maybe God is really giving you a divine dream of instructions there. Don't write any of this stuff off, folks. Get to know Holy Spirit. He's sent to lead you into all truth. Stop blowing off the spirit world here.
Mm-hmm. Now, when Jesus was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came, and Father God said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He was tempted by Satan, and all of us know that story, and he came out victorious, but he came out hungry and thirsty. And when the devil left him, it says in the 11th verse of Matthew 4, behold, angels came and began to minister to Jesus himself. So we know that Jesus was strengthened by angels, not once, but probably many times as he prayed. And we know of another instance in the Garden of Gethsemane, which we'll talk about here.
Thinking about already the example we have in the Old Testament of angels strengthening people, how do you think that the angels might have strengthened Jesus?
I believe in touching them. Remember the incident in 1 Kings 19 when Elijah was so weary from Jezebel's threats and intimidations, and he went to die. He sat under a juniper tree to die.
He had a spirit of suicide. He said, kill me and get it over with.
Yes, he was just so tired, so weary from going against all these prophets of Baal and Asherah. And I believe rest is really due. Some of you who are listening, you need a rest. You need to get some sleep. And this was important. And I believe that as the angel touched Elijah and strengthened him, I believe that these angels came and touched Jesus and strengthened him with supernatural power, with power given to them by God.
Now, you know, that same thing happened in Daniel chapter 10. Mm-hmm. All right, now what about today? Let's say that some of you have overworked. You committed the sin of overworked. You haven't taken care of the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you are really beat up and you're down. Could it be that you could ask God to send an angel to touch you and strengthen you?
Absolutely.
What if you had the faith for that? What if you weren't just saying, oh, you know, like the story of Tony. You know, and we shared that in one of our newsletters where Tony was so tired of working and his hands were bleeding. And he said, I crawled from where I was digging this ditch over to the little hut where I was staying. And he was building, starting the very first stages of the orphanage. And he said, I fell into a deep sleep, but Jesus came and sat by me and stroked my body with his hands. Now, he said, I've been working for 2 days. My hands were bleeding. And you know what that would be like. You would have calluses. You would have blisters that would be breaking and all this. He said, I woke up the next morning. I was totally healed and refreshed. Mm-hmm. Well, why can't we pray for that when we're just dog tired? We're absolutely beat.
That's right.
I believe we could ask, God, would you send an angel of restoration that would touch me and edify me and build me up here?
Or if we're on our last leg and we feel like all hope is gone. And I believe, in part, that's what Jesus experienced in the Garden of Gethsemane. I believe that he was at such a point, and it says in two or three books of the Gospels that he was sweating drops of blood. Darren, I truly believe that happened. He was in such agony. He loved the men he was around. He loved ministering to the people. And here, the very next day, he was going to be rejected. He was going to be whipped. He was going to be bruised. He was going to be spit at and made as almost a boxing bag.
And spit on.
And spit on, yes. And it says here in Luke 22, as he withdrew to pray, and he prayed, you know, this, please, Father, remove this cup from me, yet not my will but thine be done. And an angel, it says here, an angel. So it wasn't like the angels who ministered to him in the garden, but an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. And being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow. Even his disciples were aware that something was happening, but they were sleeping rather than praying. And he said to them, why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation. This angel must have given him supernatural strength, because he got up and he went to do that horrible, to be crucified.
Sure.
He was ready to go then.
You know, we have some people listening to us today in this message, Barbara, that they know that God has a healing for them. They know that God has a financial breakthrough for them. They know God has an answer for them. But they're so beat up. And if they were sitting across the table from us, they would say something like this. Darren, I know God wants to heal me, or Darren, I know God has a blessing for me, but I'm going to tell you, I am so weak right now. I don't have the strength to believe. I don't have the strength to even ask. I can't focus my eyes. I mean, I'm down, man. I'm down. I'm going to pray for you right now. Holy Spirit's just all over me saying to pray this. So I'm going to pray. Lord, right now, I pray and ask that you would touch our friends that are listening to this message today. Prepare them. Lift them up. Get them ready to receive their healing. Put them in the mindset. Quiet the pain that's in their bodies. Stop the confusion. Stop the depression. Stop all that stuff, Lord, that keeps them from being ready to receive from you. So today I know that you're giving us a readiness for miracles. You're giving us a readiness to receive a touch from you or from a touch from one of your angels. Thank you, Lord, for getting us ready to receive that miracle, that breakthrough, for strengthening us. Give us that touch. Let the wind of heaven blow across us through our apartment or through our house or through our car, wherever we're listening to this message. In the name of Jesus, I declare it's done. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise and we're going to hear results from that prayer.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Well, let's go on to the end of Luke. And here it talks about as Jesus was crucified, there was an angel that was at his tomb, and he was telling them, he's risen. He's not here. He's gone. And that was an angel appearance, praise the Lord, that telling his disciples and the women that Jesus had been raised from the dead. And as Jesus is just about to depart into heaven in Acts 1, and as they see him and going up in a cloud and being received out of sight, as they were gazing intently at the sky, at the heavens, here were two men standing beside them. Now, they didn't come down flying with wings and intercept Jesus or anything like that. As they were looking into heaven, watching Jesus go up, Here were two men among them. They did not know.